This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Ev Eberline. And dear listeners, I'd like to share with you a bit of biography of another fantastic person I met in my years guiding Grand Canyon. And, oh, what an amazing person she is. Her name, Lori Rome. When I met her, she was an interpretive ranger there at Grand Canyon, often to be found down at Phantom Ranch, leading the evening programs for the hikers and mule riders who spent the night down there. She also had an interest in songwriting and often sang songs as part of her ranger programs. I remember her fondly as she often would proclaim that she was the shortest person working in the national park system. Yes, Lori may be slight of build, but she is one of those unstoppable people. Now, a decade or so ago, she was down at Phantom Ranch when a river trip showed up. And the river trip had a couple of puppies on board. You see, as they had come down through Marble Canyon, somewhere between Soap and Salt Creeks, they had discovered these puppies along the river. There in the bottom of the canyon. How did they get there? We'll never know. But the kind-hearted folks on the river trip picked up the puppies and brought them in the raft. However, after another 5 or 6 days of puppies in the raft, and you know, puppies, whether they're house trained or not, in a raft, there's no place else to go. The river runners were all ready to be done with the puppies. And Lori, of course, said, all right, leave them here. I'll get them out to the rim, which she did. And of course, the story doesn't end there because, as happens with strays on occasion, they had found someone to stay with in Lori. So, named Salt and Soap, they found their new home. And you can read about their story as Lori has published a picture book about their amazing journey, simply entitled Salt and Soap. You can look for it online or ask your local bookseller to order it for you. That's Salt and Soap by Lori Rome, the ranger from the Grand Canyon. Amazing people we meet on the trail, everyone unique, and I'm looking forward to meeting you on the trail at some point. Don't forget, take a picture of yourself with your KXCI water bottle when you're out having an adventure, whether on horseback, on your mountain bike, hiking, or hanging on a rope, and send it to me at our Facebook page, Arizona Trails on KXCI.